Caroline Glick, left-wing Jews blaming Trump for Pittsburgh are dishonoring the dead. By Robert Krajcik on October 29, 2018. Breitbart News's Caroline Glick said left-wing Jews blaming President Donald Trump for inciting Saturday's mass murder at a Pittsburgh synagogue are dishonoring the dead and dishonoring the cause of fighting anti-Semitism. She offered her remarks in a Monday interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. Glick said, "It would have been good if the Jewish community in the United States and the national leadership, instead of pronouncing these milquetoast things that we all need to be more civil in our tone, would say, no, we have to be less civil to anti-Semites. We have to be less civil to people who want to annihilate the Jewish people, and the Jewish state. Listen." Glick added, "But what we're finding, particularly among left-wing Jews, is that they're using it to attack the administration and trying to conflate the Nazi who committed this massacre with President Trump. Obviously, nothing could be further from the truth." Glick noted an article published at The Atlantic by Franklin Foer, a Jewish writer accusing Trump of inciting anti-Semitism. Foer also called for the shunning of other Jews supporting Trump. In Donald Trump's abhorrence for globalism and in his inability to smack down David Duke, it was easy to hear the ominous chords of history, to see how he was activating dormant hatreds with his conspiratorial tropes. "Any strategy for enhancing the security of American Jewry should involve shunning Trump's Jewish enablers. Their money should be refused, their presence in synagogues not welcome. They have placed their community in danger." GQ's Julia Yaffe, an alumnus of The Atlantic who is regularly marketed across television news as an expert on Russian affairs, also credited Trump with inciting the aforementioned mass murder and anti-Semitism, more broadly. According to the @ADL_national, the incidence of anti-Semitic attacks jumped by 57% in 2017, the biggest one-year increase since the group started gathering data. 2017 was Donald Trump's first year as president. Julia Yaffe, @JuliaYaff, October 28, 2018. "And a word to my fellow American Jews, this president makes this possible. Here. Where you live. I hope the embassy move over there, where you don't live was worth it." Julia Yaffe, @JuliaYaff, October 27, 2018. "My tweet is about the Jews and Jewish organizations who willingly supported Trump, despite his anti-Semitism as well as those of his followers, because he was good for Israel. I think they have some thinking to do today. To do otherwise would be mean-spirited and obtuse." Julia Yaffe, @JuliaYaff, October 27, 2018. "Here's why, Senator. Trump routinely defames globalists and international banks and corrupt media, all of which anti-Semites associate with Jews. Responsible rhetoric begins by not demonizing entire categories of people, or giving deranged people mental ammunition." Brett Stevens, @BrettStevensNeat, October 28, 2018. "Paul Krugman similarly denigrated Trump as a white nationalist who politically traffics in anti-Semitism. Casual conspiracy theorizing with an anti-Semitic tinge is now the GOP baseline." Paul Krugman, @PaulKrugman, October 29, 2018. "This stuff has been building in plain sight for years." Paul Krugman, @PaulKrugman, October 29, 2018. "Verdict, false. Trump understands anti-Semitism just fine, which is why he is trying to ramp it up. Why are commentators so naive about this?" Paul Krugman, @PaulKrugman, October 28, 2018. "It's long past time to stop using the term populist for people like Bolsonaro or Trump. There's nothing in their policies for the working class except racism and misogyny. White nationalist, or neo-fascist, is the right term." Paul Krugman, @PaulKrugman, October 29, 2018. Glick noted how various news media outlets frame the left-wing and partisan Democrat organization as a Jewish group. Glick said, "They are pretending that it's a mainstream Jewish organization and getting a bunch of people who side with their hatred of President Trump to sign a petition telling him that he is not allowed to come to Pittsburgh to mourn the deaths of the victims of Saturday's atrocity." Glick continued, "This is pure prostitution. This is people who are not honoring the dead." They're dishonoring the dead and they're dishonoring the cause of fighting anti-Semitism in the United States and elsewhere when they turn it into a means to try to batter a president who has been extraordinary both to the Jewish state of Israel and the Jewish people more generally in his regard and esteem for them. Glick went on, "It's really horrible and it sets back any attempt to fight anti-Semitism when you hide who the perpetrators are and you instead blame people who are blameless for the atrocity." Glick noted the prevalence of anti-Zionism on the left and within the Democrat Party. Marlow said, "There is a mainstreaming of anti-Zionism in the Democratic Party. There is a huge problem with the empowerment of anti-Semites," said Glick. "You have several Democratic nominees for Congress who are running on openly anti-Zionist platforms. Anti-Zionism is out-and-out anti-Semitism. It calls for the annihilation of the largest Jewish community on earth. In Israel, Trump is the most supportive president Israel has ever had, and they're calling him an anti-Semite?" Glick said. "I'm appalled by the way the media has been treating this, and the fact that they're giving license to these baseless allegations against Donald Trump. What's most shocking is that the Jewish leadership, such as it is in the United States, is not calling them out on it. You cannot say that policy disputes about specific substantive areas where we view these things differently does not mean that we're going to demonize, defame, and slander the president as a bigot when he's shown absolutely no evidence of being anything like a bigot, particularly towards Jewish Americans, but really in general." Glick credited the left with amplifying political acrimony. "The left has truly been engaging for quite some time in the politics of personal demonization of their political opponents as opposed to engaging in substantive argument," assessed Glick. "It's hurting our ability to talk across partisan aisles and the ideological spectrum, and as a result, Western society throughout the world, as well as in Israel, are finding it more and more difficult to have coherent policy debates on some of the most important issues that all of us face as nations." Glick noted the presence of firearms in Israeli synagogues to defend against terrorism. "In my synagogue in Israel, half of the people in the synagogue are carrying guns when we go to worship on the Shabbat and every other day of the week because we're cognizant of the threats to our society and to our persons where we live," remarked Glick. "It's important to have secure facilities. You really have to be thinking about why it is that inside that synagogue there was only one person carrying a gun, and he was a bad guy." Glick added, "A lot of people on the left in the Jewish community who are not seeing their interests because they're blinded by ideology. Obviously, when you have congregants in a synagogue that are armed and capable of defending themselves and their fellow worshippers, you're much safer than you would be with an alarm system or anything else in the face of somebody coming in and trying to massacre you." Glick observed, "People in general, in Israel, are better armed than in America. We have armed guards outside of every school. It's not considered to be a big deal. This is just common sense." Glick concluded, "If you're under threat, then you have to protect yourself. It's about life and death, and when you just concentrate on the fundamentals of the value of life and preserving the most precious thing in the world, which is human life, then you come up with pragmatic ways of protecting it." On Sunday, Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak wrote an article titled, "We Jews Have the Second Amendment, We Should Use It." The idea that before the victims of this horrific anti-Semitic attack are even buried, you have people using this atrocity to try and gain partisan advantage or attack a president whose family has Orthodox Jews in it, stated Glick. "It's appalling. It's not simply that it's revolting, it's so destructive to the ability of the Jewish American community to advance and secure its interests." Glick added, "On television, there is one commentator after the other trying to blame this massacre on a president who truly, and uniquely, doesn't have any prejudice whatsoever towards Jews, at all. None. He's not blemished by it one bit." Glick said, "There is something here that is just unforgivable. What we saw in Pittsburgh was the endpoint of Jew hatred. We saw an atrocity where somebody walked in and said, 'I want to annihilate all the Jews, and let me kill a group, a congregation of elderly Jewish men and women in prayer on Saturday morning.' This is exactly what anti-Semitism reaches towards, annihilation." Glick continued. "You're facing it. You're staring at it, and then you avert our gaze and say, 'No, I don't want to deal with this reality of 11 dead Jews who were praying.' And instead you avert your glance, you walk away, you turn your back on this. Truth is staring you in the face with the blood spurting throughout the synagogue, and you say, 'No, we don't want to look at this. We want to avert our gaze and gain partisan advantage. Left-wing Jews refusing to countenance real anti-Semitism while hyping faux anti-Semitism are endangering Jews, said Glick. It is appalling and it is so dangerous, Glick said. It is dangerous to the future of the American Jewish community and it is dangerous to the future of American society that you cannot look evil in the face and face it, and confront it, and do something about it, something real. Not fake, not a lie, not going up on the news and saying, let me blame Donald Trump for something that he has absolutely no connection to. It's sick, and it's so dangerous. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.